For the third time in history, the House is expected to vote on Wednesday to impeach a sitting president. Two articles of impeachment passed the House Judiciary Committee along party lines on Friday, with all Democrats voting in favor and all Republicans voting against. It doesn't look like the Democrats will have that kind of unity in the full House. Joining us now is Danny Weiss. He's former chief of staff to Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, and a senior fellow at the Century Foundation. That's a progressive think tank in Washington. Danny, how many Democrats do you expect will vote against the articles of impeachment?
We don't know the actual number now that Congressman Van Drew has indicated he's going to become a Republican. There are still probably a small number of Democrats. It could be anywhere from one or two to five or six, but those numbers will not be known until a little bit later from now.
Was that a surprise to you about Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, who is leaving the Democratic Party? He is one of just two Democrats who voted against an impeachment inquiry back in November.
It was a surprise. I know Congressman Van Drew. I had the opportunity to sit with him for about 45 minutes right after he was elected, when he came in to visit Speaker Pelosi in November of 2018. And we had a great talk and learned a lot about his district and his thoughts. And I was surprised. His district is not as conservative as some other Democratic members who have not indicated that they're going to oppose the impeachment articles and who did vote for the impeachment inquiry. So it was a little bit of a surprise in that regard.
Well, if the Democrats lose, as you say, maybe five or six other people, do you think that that hurts the case for impeachment?
It doesn't hurt the case for impeachment if you get a substantial number of Democrats voting for it. It will still send a very clear message that the president violated the Constitution by asking Ukraine to influence the 2020 presidential election in his favor. I think the reason for Democrats going forward, regardless of the fact that you might lose a few Democrats, is that for the Speaker, and I think also for the majority of the Democrats in the House, they believe this rises above politics. This is about the Constitution. Having made the decision to go forward with impeachment because they believed it was necessary, now the challenge for the Speaker and for the Democrats is to manage the politics going forward. But the decision to impeach wasn't based on politics.
Why do you think we're not hearing the same about a number of Republicans who might cross party lines and vote in favor of impeachment? There are a number of House Republicans who won just barely.
It's really one of the most fascinating things about the politics of President Donald Trump. I mean, he has a total lock on the Republican Party. I don't think even the Speaker anticipated just how much of a lock he would have when she first announced that she believed impeachment should be carried out when the evidence is overwhelming and compelling and bipartisan. I think she believed that, in fact, there would be Republicans on board as well. But the president, he's a very unusual president, and he has total control of his party.
I want to finally ask you about the Senate trial. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has asked for four witnesses with direct knowledge of the events. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has said he'll follow the president's lead as he sets up the process for a trial. Do you think that the Democrats are making a mistake by putting the whole impeachment thing in Mitch McConnell's hands so quickly? There are some on the left who believe the Democrats should just hold on to it, not have the vote yet, and drag out the process, keep the investigation going.
My sense is it's better to get it done quickly for a couple of reasons. One is, we clearly saw this with the Mueller report. The attention span for the American public is limited. They've been asked to pay a lot of attention to the president's transgressions, his corrupt activities, charges against him, the investigation. Not sure how much longer you can ask the public to pay attention to this in a way that's helpful. And then, of course, the 2020 election is already underway and will be even more so next year. It would be better to have the impeachment trial behind the people running for office and for people trying to make sense of the election, because the election, as you know, it will not just be about impeachment. It will be about health care. It will be about climate. It will be about gun safety and immigration and national security. From my standpoint, you'd want the public to be able to have an opportunity to really sift through those other issues as well.
I want to ask you actually one more thing, which is that, as you know, the president tweeted out something about Nancy Pelosi and her teeth falling out. Do you think that – how do you think she reacts when she sees something like that?
Well, she takes a deep breath. She probably laughs a little bit. She gets these comments directed at her all the time from the president and from the entire Republican political apparatus. As you know, in the 2018 campaign, I think, I don't know the exact number, something like $150 million worth of ads were spent vilifying her and demonizing her. So she's very adept at hearing those things said about her and continuing her work. She is an expert at compartmentalizing activities. So she's very good at keeping those things separate. You recall, I think you probably talked about it, the comment she made the other day when she was asked if she hated the president, and she mm-hmm. said that she doesn't hate anyone. That was really true. She doesn't have time for hatred. She has time to get the work done and then go about other things in other departments.
That is Danny Weiss, who is the former chief of staff to Nancy Pelosi and now a senior fellow at the Century Foundation. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.